Hello, Seven.
Hey, good morning, Ivan. It's Chris.
Good
how are you doing?
Good morning. Good, good. How's it going?
Man, I kid you not. So, guess what I did over this weekend? Something that you do professionally, but I'm not.
You moved?
Yeah, well, not me. I didn't move myself. So my brother. So I live in California, right? My brother lives in Las Vegas. So from my house to his house, it's only a 3-hour drive, right? So he moved, you know, he moved from, he was renting a room in my cousin's house. He has a pretty big house, and he just purchased his own house. So he just literally has like not so much stuff, just a few things, but he's got like a lot of workout equipment, like a bench, a couple benches, and a lot of weights. And but he does have some heavy furniture, like his bed frame and everything. So, and the problem is that it's a 2-story house, and he was at the top level. Man, I'm not built for it. Like I lift weights, right? So I can bench, you know, 330, right? So I can do 3 plates on each side. And I'm pretty built, but moving is a whole different animal. Like, you know, today I woke up with my leg sore. Like, I'm like, what's going on? Like, it's completely different. So,
yeah.
And what we did too. So, you know, we had to move all his stuff. And then not only that, but we had to clean the place. So, we had to rent an extractor and clean the carpet because we wanted to make sure that, you know, he left out on good terms. You know, he's my cousin, he's family too. So it's like, we're not just going to leave the room all messed up. And then moving to the new place, and then just after that, we had to go buy furniture to furnish some of the stuff for the living room. It's just like, it's just a lot of moving parts. Yeah, and I'm like, man, this is crazy. So I took off on Friday at, I believe, from here, it was like 6 in the morning, got there at 9, worked the whole day Saturday. And the plan was to come home Saturday night, but I ended up coming Sunday, last night, and I left around 10, and I got here like around 1, but the issue is like the whole time change. So,
oh my God, yes.
Yeah. So it's like I'm waking up. I'm like, goodness gracious, it's like, you know. So I lost an hour of sleep. It's been crazy. So I respect what you guys do because it's not no joke. I mean, I moved here in May, and
it's like CrossFit.
Oh, it is. It is like. It's like my abs are hurting. I'm like, what? But then I understand because I had to get down and scrub the floor and, like, you know, to get the stains out. But, man, it's no joke, man. I don't know. You guys are built for it, man.
I'm glad you get to try it. It's a fun process, you know.
It's a crazy process. Yeah, I mean, he didn't hire movers because, you know, he doesn't have a lot of stuff, but it's like, you know, and I haven't seen him for a little while since, like, Christmas. I'm like, okay, let me go out there, pay you a visit, you know. So, 3-hour drive, not too bad. And so, you know.
Let me ask you, where does he live in California?
Oh, no, I live in California. I live in Apple Valley. There's a city called Apple Valley. It's, like, San Bernardino area. And he lives in Las Vegas. So, it's, yeah.
I've done that drive. It's, like, this back road. The speed limit is, like, 80 or something or 70, I don't know.
Yeah. So the
you
know
pretty
the
close then. I was
yeah.
in Independence, man. Independence.
Okay, okay.
I was like 230 miles away from LA, so.
Okay.
I just drove back here yesterday to Oregon.
Yeah. How was that? How was the drive?
It was crazy. it was a long drive. It was a long drive.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. How many hours was
but,
that?
Well, man. On the way here, I split it into 3 days, kind of like this. But the guy, yeah, because we had to load, you know, break here and there. But on the way back, I left at 5 p.m. and got to Oregon here at, I don't know, 9 a.m.
Uh-huh.
But I still got another 3 hours to go to Portland.
Oh,
4 hours.
Man, yeah, especially if you drive. Were you driving the big trucks or no? Or were you driving
the 26-footer.
Oh, so you can't even go that fast. I mean, you know, you have to be more careful, slow. And no, I hear you on that. The worst drive I had to do was from California to Cleveland, Ohio. That was 36-hour drive. And I did it in 2 days.
I mean, that's very fast because...
Oh, yeah, 16-hour days.
6 hours, but... it says 36 hours, but people don't think about, like, well, we got to set fuel, brake, like, you got to be driving straight for that time. People say, oh, it's only 36 hours. You know,
it's a lot.
5 hours. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, tough.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, yeah, it was 18 hour, days, but I mean, I had some pit stops here and there, but I just wanted to get there. So I did it about 2 days. I was like, let's go. Just slept just a few hours at a rest stop and then kept going. So that was pretty crazy, but it was a good experience because now I get the chance to say, hey, I was able to drive from like pretty much from the West Coast to the East Coast because Ohio's still like it's in the East Coast. So like it was a pretty, you know, different experience, but I don't think I would do it again. No. Too much. All right. Well, I know that you wanted me to call you today, and what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you the application for the Google Verified, right? You said you wanted to get on that? Okay, so I'm going to send it to you. You don't have to fill it out this second. I just want you to have it. This application, Ivan, is a very straightforward application. Nothing crazy. You enter your business information, license, insurance, all that good stuff, and then you enter your business information, your information. This is just for the background check, right? Once you complete it, then we do an onboarding call, similar to what we did for the regular service that we're doing for you, but it'll just be very brief for the Google Guarantee, the Google Verified. Okay.
Okay.
So when would you have time for that? Let me check the calendar too, just to make sure. It's very brief. I just want to cross the T's and dot the I's. And if you don't finish the application, they'll help you finish the application. So there's nothing too crazy about it. It's a very straightforward application.
I can try to fill in a little bit. I'm just a little bit of a time crunch now, but we can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
You can send me the application, charge me whatever it's needed.
Yeah, okay.
Just,
I gotcha. Yeah. So I know. I don't know if I woke you up, man. It sounded like I did. I do apologize.
No, I just I actually woke up in like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Don't
worry.
Cool. I just gotta start driving back to.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll charge it the application fee. It's $250, right? So it's a one-time $250.
Yep.
That's for the background and everything. The application has already been sent to you. I texted it over to you. And what I'll do is I'll look at the calendar. You let me know, man. You think today, maybe tomorrow, whenever you have, you know, maybe 30 minutes to spend just to talk to a tech, it's not very lengthy. Do you think today or tomorrow?
I don't think probably tomorrow. Today,
okay.
I have another job too. It's kind of
I hear
easy.
You. No worries.
But
what time tomorrow works for you?
Let's put it around the same time. If they're fine, like 7:30, 8 o'clock-ish.
7:30, 8 o'clock. Okay, so for tomorrow, the earliest one I got is 9:30. On Wednesday, I do got a 7:30 or 7 a.m. one, or 8, however you feel better, either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Let's do the Wednesday.
Let's do Wednesday. Okay, so I have 7, 7:30, and 8 a.m. and 8:30. What works best for you?
7:30.
7:30, perfect. Okay, so I'll have you down here in the calendar 7:30. Once again, you don't have to fill the application fully yet. You can have the technician help you out with it. They're just going to cross the T's, dot the I's. Once we get that application completed, we can submit it over to Google and start getting the process of the background check, and then we should be good to go. So I'll charge the $250, right, through the card that we have on file. That's the only charge you're going to have, right, obviously. Once you do get approved, then obviously you start purchasing the leads. But that's not going to be from a few weeks from now once you get the background check approved, okay?
Awesome. Also, just can you leave a – I don't know if you can access my portal or the way you guys work. I talked to that lady, the technician, but she probably just didn't understand me. I just – for anywhere I gave you guys access to, when it says Lakeford Moving – I don't want it to be Lakeford Moving LLC. It sounds kind of weird. So just Lakeford Moving without the LLC, if that's possible.
Absolutely.
That's to be the name, just because nobody uses like the, you know, the entities most of the time. But that's my only thing. And I just haven't been able to get to sending them all the photos and stuff, but I'll be on that too.
That's not an issue. Whenever you get a chance, you could definitely do that. That's not an issue at all whatsoever. So I'll put these in the notes so that we can get that corrected for you. But everything's pretty much done. So I'll process that here in the next few minutes. You'll get a confirmation, a receipt. I just got to make some adjustments. That way you get that new receipt for that, and then we should be good to go. And I'm sending you an email for the onboarding call. We did mention 7:30 on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, then.
All right. Perfect. Well, awesome. Well, hang in there. I'm just going to, drink a lot of coffee to get me going because I'm tired.
He's tired.
Goodness.
Really, man.
I don't know how, your body's just, you get used to it, right? Anything you do, your body just gets used to it. But when you haven't done certain things like that, just you're using every muscle, your leg, everything, it's like full body workout, and you don't realize like how intense it is, like, especially when you're going up and down the stairs.
You're never working the
Exactly. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, why is my back lower? It's crazy. And like I said, I lift a lot of weights, man. I love lifting weights. I love the gym, but it's just like, I'm not built for that. Well, maybe I am, but it's just, you got to get used to it. That's what it is, man. So, trying to hang in there, probably get a massage for my wife
there's
later on.
Trick.
Yeah, there is
a trick there. So, the way we do stuff is like, if you think smartly about it, most of the stuff you gotta try to lift the least amount of weight, which sometimes kind of weird, but let's say we use hand trucks all the time. If it's possible, let's say we put it on the main floor. From the main floor, you take it on a hand truck so you don't carry it or the boxes or anything, You try to minimize any contact of you lifting because you can lift only so much. And then, like you said, next day you're cooked.
And that's what it is. You see, I don't have those techniques, and I'm pretty sure you probably would have laughed at me. And you're like, what is this guy doing? Like, and I think that's what it is.
I respect people who try, man. I respect that.
To me, it's like I'll try it, but like I know for a fact, I know what you said. It's all about like physics. Like you don't even have to be that super strong, but as long as you're able to leverage, and there's different tips and tricks of how to do things. Like, man, I wish I knew those things because I know for a fact we would have saved a lot of time and energy, mostly energy, to lift those things. But. It's just crazy,
I mean, anyone who gets hired in that industry, like even me, when you start working for the jobs, you kind of want to prove yourself, work fast, lift everything,
right?
And quickly realize like, oof,
yeah,
it's been a week, and if I keep going, I can only probably survive for another month here.
Yeah, exactly, and that's just the way I'm like. I saw things. I'm like, wow, this is. I respect those people that do things like that. It's like, so I talk to so many different business owners, like. I respect what they do because it's something that I don't do, but it's like, it's a lot of work, So, respect to you, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Well, Ivan, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll go ahead and process that here pretty soon, and then you'll have your invoice as well, okay?
Okay, man. Thank you, Chris.
Right.
Hope you have a great day.
You as well. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.